Four candidates for a northern Wisconsin congressional district changed their voter registration in recent months. Two of them had been living out of state. It's Tuesday, February 24th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. The state assembly has wrapped up its lawmaking for the year without passing new funding for public schools.
Why don't we do something that's more permanent, and that is work on making sure our schools get enough money.
And we'll hear from a Wisconsin Olympian who had a run-in with a leaf blower. Stay with us.
Show your support for WPR wherever you go. Ask for the new WPR window cleaner for your gift of any amount. It features WPR's logo and can be placed anywhere you want.
We've had window clings in the past, and I'm glad that we got a revamp of this one. So if you already have one, it's a new design for the window cling.
It would also be really nice for, like, my apartment window.
This would go in my car.
Anywhere that has a window.
Give now any amount at WPR.org.
Voter registration records suggest half of the candidates running in the 7th Congressional District recently lived outside of the district, and two lived outside of Wisconsin. Rich Kramer has the details.
Republicans Michael Alfonso and Paul Wasgren are both registered to vote in Florida. Alfonso registered there in 2021. Wasgren cast a mail-in ballot in August 2024 using a Miami Beach address. Both men registered to vote in Wisconsin within the last 4 months. Cook Political Report U.S. House editor Aaron Covey says claims of carpetbagging get debated every election cycle, but there's a lot of nuance.
If it's someone who is from the district, like Alfonso is, or someone who is the son-in-law of the former congressman from the district, I think voters are going to be more forgiving.
Alfonso's father-in-law is U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. State voter records also show GOP candidate Jesse Eben and Democrat Ginger Murray recently switched their voting addresses to residences inside the 7th District. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's State Assembly adjourned Friday without taking action on public school funding. For weeks, it looked like a deal might be struck between legislative Republicans and Governor Tony Evers to use some of the state's $2.5 billion surplus to provide both tax relief and money for schools. But those talks fell apart early last week. Republican leaders proposed a $200 million boost for special education reimbursement. They've also called for a $1,000 tax rebate check for married couples and a $500 check for single filers. Speaking recently to WISN's Upfront, Evers rejected that plan.
Why don't we do something that's more permanent, and that is work on making sure our schools get enough money?
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told Upfront that everyone wants tax relief, and he believes the legislature can get there. Voss says he will likely call the special session or extraordinary session. The hospital workforce in Wisconsin is growing, but not enough to keep pace with demand from the state's aging population. As Joe Schultz reports, that's according to a new report from the Wisconsin Hospital Association.
The workforce report shows that employment in Wisconsin's hospitals has grown by 23% over the last decade, and staffing vacancy rates have come down since the highs seen after the COVID-19 pandemic. But the Hospital Association says it's not enough to meet the needs of the state's changing demographics. The state's working age population has been declining, while the number of people over 65 has been growing since 2010. Anne Zank is with the Hospital Association.
Older people not only need more health care, they need more intense health care.
The report estimates that health care demand will increase by 10% by 2040. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The sturgeon spearing season on Lake Winnebago ended yesterday. This after spearers got close to hitting the harvest cap for adult female sturgeon. Lake Winnebago has one of the largest sturgeon populations in North America. Each year it draws people from across the country for the spearing season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says spears reached more than 90% of the harvest cap for adult female lake sturgeon over the weekend. By Sunday, the number of adult females harvested on the lake was 73, shy of the harvest cap. As a result, the agency says the season is closing early. It opened on February 14th and could have run until March 1st if harvest caps were not hit. The season on Lakes Butamore, Winneconne, and Poygan closed after just 3 days. A new utility-backed study finds it may cost the city of Superior around $300 million to take over privately owned electric, water, and gas utilities. As Danielle Kading reports, Superior Water, Light, and Power Company released the study last week.
The study by Massachusetts-based Concentric Energy Advisors estimated it would cost between $274 and $306 million to buy the Superior Utilities assets. The projections also include startup and other costs. Rob Sandstrom is president of Superior Water, Light, and Power.
Yeah, we want to make sure we're protecting our customers and really our community from spending a lot of money to get a similar service.
Superior is exploring whether to buy the utilities assets after residents have faced double-digit rate hikes. Superior Mayor Jim Payne calls the study a propaganda move that significantly inflates acquisition costs. Some residents say the purchase would burden them with debt, but others support the takeover in an attempt to keep costs down. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
After a transformational 15 years as the head coach of the University of Wisconsin River Falls football team, Matt Walker is leaving for Drake University. Walker led UW-River Falls to its first ever NCAA national championship title last season. It was the team's first playoff game since 1996. Walker was River Falls head coach since 2011. In a statement announcing his departure, the university said he helped improve the team's culture as well as performance on and off the field. He was recently named 2025 Coach of the Year by D3Football.com and the Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Walker now inherits the Drake University football team, a D1 team that's won its last three conference championships. Coming up, the Winter Olympics concluded on Sunday. Wisconsinites won gold and also provided some incredible moments. Stay with us.
At Morning Edition, we take the news as it comes, day by day, story by story. We break it all down for you on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
And finally, the 2026 Winter Olympics wrapped up over the weekend. Evan Casey has more on some Wisconsin athletes who competed.
Speed skater Jordan Stolz, a Kewaskum native, took home two gold medals and a silver in his races. Ben Loomis, who's from Eau Claire, finished 17th and 27th in his events in Nordic combined skiing. The sport blends ski jumping and cross-country skiing. Loomis had a memorable brush at the games with a leaf blower a staff member was using to clear snow from the ski jump. The blower clipped his shoulder when he was speeding down the track, but he avoided crashing and was able to complete his jump.
It was just kind of funny that was my last Olympic competition jump, something like that happened. So definitely will remember that for a while or forever.
Another Wisconsin highlight, four current and two former UW-Madison players were on the gold medal-winning U.S. women's hockey team. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And we'll end with a quick check of your forecast for the day before letting you go. A winter weather advisory is in effect today for Iron, Vilas, Forest, Florence, Northern Marinette, and Door counties. Could see about 1 to 3 inches of snow in those areas. Slight chance for a bit of a wintry mix in the south later on today with high temperatures in the 20s and 30s, wind gusts topping 20 miles per hour at times today as well. It'll be cloudy, windy, and cold overnight with lows in the single digits in the north and teens in the south. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.